Hey everyone, welcome to the Grace Capital City podcast. We're a local church in the city of Washington, D.C., and our vision is to see God's kingdom come through worship, family, and justice. If you're in the area or you want to find out more about our church, just go to gracecapitalcity.com and we pray that you are encouraged and blessed by this week's message.
We got something really exciting we want to share with you guys that's going on at Grace, and it's something that David, as our worship leader, is helping spearhead, but something we want to invite our whole church to be a part of. And so we just wanted to have a couple of quick minutes to chat before we finish this. And so David's on the hot seat tonight. Are you going to sing your answers? No.
I can if you want me to.
I want to remind us, because what we're going to announce tonight is something that comes out of our value for worship, right? This is a worshiping house. It's been the first value. If you've been a part of Grace Capital City, you know that our three values are worship, family, and justice. And there's a very intentional order to that. We really believe that everything we do for God should begin in learning how to love God and responding to God and what he has given us in worship. And so, David, this is something we've never even let you share on, but why does that matter? Why is it so important that worship is the first value of our house here at Grace, to you personally as a worship leader?
Yeah, to me personally, it comes from this perspective that everything that we do first flows out of the place of worship.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but worship is so much more than what we do in the first 40 minutes of our worship services. It extends beyond the four walls of our church. It's how we live our lives. It's how we love our families. It's how we love each other. Everything that we do is an act of worship. So it's important for us to make that a pillar of our community, because we want to be people who emphasize that fact.
Yeah. That's a good answer. I can go with that. Now, one of the things that we know about David is that he leads us not only in songs that other songwriters from around the world have blessed the church with, but songs that have come out of his heart, and songs that he's even worked on with people from our own worship team. And that's been something since the beginning of our church that we've felt is an important value, that we would have unique expressions of worship, songs that have been written in our house. Like, why does that matter to you? You're writing songs all the time. Even tonight, we sung one of your new songs, "Bless the Lord, Oh My Soul." What an awesome song! And we've sung so many others. Like, why does that matter to you? Why is writing a piece of that?
Yeah, because you know the songs that we sing, especially the songs that we write from our own hearts, from our own experiences within our community, are a reflection of what God is doing in our lives. There's a passage of scripture, I think it's in Joshua, after Joshua leads the children of Israel into the promised land. They first have to go through the Jordan River, and God instructs them once they cross the river to lay down stones of remembrance.
Yeah.
And the songs that we sing, the songs that we write, in a way, are stones of remembrance. When we write songs from our history with the Lord, and we take a moment to remember what the Lord has done. I'm saying this wrong. I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. Keep going.
You know, the songs that we sing and the songs that we write are stones of remembrances as we take time to reflect on what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to be intentional, to, you know, lean into that gift and to lean into that posture.
Yeah. The other thing I always think of is in Psalm 96, how it says, "Sing to the Lord a new song."
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Sing to the Lord a new song. Well, the thing that always hits me about that psalm is that every person has a song to sing that no one else can sing. Mm-hmm. Because you have a testimony of what God has done in you and in your life and in your heart. And so that is true individually, but it's actually true corporately too. Everybody has every unique church body has a story, has a testimony, ways we've seen God provide, ways we've seen breakthrough stories of difficult times where God has made a way through, right? That's the new song that I feel like God is calling us to constantly sing. So in light of that, something we've been dreaming about and talking about and that we're really excited to announce tonight is that we are going to be entering into a time on April 28th, so it's a few months away, but April 28th, where we record some of the songs, again, that are coming out of our house. And yeah, you can get excited about that. So Sunday, April 28th, you can get out your phone right now and you can mark it on your calendar and you can say, I am going to be there. This is going to be, yeah, absolutely, testify. This is going to be such a fun and important night, and it's something we've been dreaming about, David and I and some other team, and bringing the worship team and really capturing some of what is happening here. And guys, here's something I want to say about a night like this. This is something that actually, if you've been around Grace Capital City for a long time, i.e. Kevin Sidoran, you know this. You're the only person I can think of that's in right now who might have been at the first recording we ever did. But this has been part of our story as a church, is writing and recording and releasing some of what is happening in our house to bless people around the world. David, kind of what gets you excited? Why do you think this matters for us to do a night like this in our church?
Yeah, it makes me excited because, like, it's a resource that we can give to our community. Like I said, our worship extends beyond the four walls of the church. So when we take the songs that we sing together in this moment, we can have opportunities at home to remember not just what the Lord is doing in this space among us, but what God could do in our homes, in our workplaces, in our cars, you know, wherever we are. So I'm really excited just to provide a resource and to celebrate what the Lord is doing within our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when we first did the very first one back in 2017, and I was blown away by the testimonies that came in. And you never want to underestimate what God can do with a moment, right? And there's a song called Lean Back that we recorded, a song called Join Your Waters. And even now, like, some people in this room found us because there was a way for them to see what God was doing in a certain body. And I think in these last few years, David, as you've been kind of leading the charge and leading our worship team, there's so many songs, and I think this is going to be really important for us to do this. I want to say this as well, like, this is one of the ways, there are so many ways that I believe our church is called to be a light to even nations, and some of what John talked about last week. We talked about nations that come here, right? This is a really beautiful and practical way. This is a really beautiful way. Like, I'm even thinking about, I've had an opportunity to preach in Pakistan. Like, I'm talking about, like, oppressed Christians, places where it is very difficult to follow Jesus. I've got leaders that I'm going to send this to, and I know it's going to bless them. I know the songs that we are singing in here and that we have the opportunity to record are going to bless people in this city, bless shut-ins, bless people who can never come to DC, bless people from all around the world. And I just want our church to feel a deep sense of ownership and joy at something. This isn't just about David and his songs. This is not even just about the worship team. It's about our whole church entering into and taking hold of this. So, amen. Thank you. Yeah. So with that, there are certain moments where we invite the church to give. And we've done this before, right? We give regularly. We talk about our generosity. We've had campaigns, and we've had moments where we do what's called a love offering. This recording, we've kind of been doing the maths on it. It's going to cost about $10,000. We run our budget really, really tight. It's not $10,000 that we've kind of factored in, but it's something we really feel the Lord is on. $10,000 sounds like a lot to do all the video and audio, but you've got to kind of do it in the right way. But when it's amongst the body, it's really something that we can do together. And so we're going to take up tonight. David's going to come and just sing over us some of these songs. And we're going to go ahead. Can we go ahead and get those slips of paper out now? We're going to go ahead and have an opportunity for everyone to give, if they feel led, in a love offering that will fuel this particular project, this endeavor that we think God is calling us into. Okay? Now, this is not like a generations campaign, right? We're not making two-year pledges. We're not trying to raise millions of dollars here for a building. This is going to be a moment where there are some people that say, hey, I can give $50 to this right now. There are some people in the room, and if you were to give $200-$300, it wouldn't really make a dent in your budget. That's what you're able to do. There might be some others, and $10 is probably more what you're able to do. Again, it's not about equal giving. It's about equal sacrifice. But I want to invite, just like we do and have done with our building campaign and like we do all the time, I want to invite our church to be the tip of the spear. And Jessica and I will go first. Jessica's not here. I'm going to give on behalf of her as well. David's going to be giving to this. We would never ask our church to do something that we won't do first. But I don't want to miss out on the opportunity for our whole church to give to this. So this is what's going to happen is you take the slip. If you need pens, maybe we can just pass some pens around as well. We can share pens. Let's make sure we get the slips up to the balcony as well. And just over the next few minutes, as we're kind of singing and worshiping, what you can do is fill that out. If you want to fulfill it right now on your phone, you can do that. You can just scan the QR code and fulfill it. Or you can indicate that you're going to fulfill it before April 28th. But whatever way you decide, we want you to come forward and put it in the basket. Just come and make that offering. This helps us to know as well how we're budgeting for this project and kind of what God's opening up. And so take some minutes, if you feel led, to give into this, to sow into this, something that I really do believe can bless a lot of people around this country and around the world. Then I invite you to do that. Sound good? Have we given out any in the balcony yet? We got the slips up there? Okay. All right, let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for worship. We thank you for what we get to do every Sunday. We're in our whole lives, but what we get to do corporately every Sunday. What a beautiful gift it is. We thank you, Jesus, that you give us resources and the opportunity to sow into things that have eternal value, God. And I speak out in faith that these songs that we're going to record are going to impact people. God, I even speak prophetically that there are going to be people battling with depression who watch a random YouTube video that spins out and just kind of pops up in front of them. And it blesses them. Just like we've been talking about, the fear of the holy, the beautiful fear of God, it leads them to a place of reverence. And that our church, even from a distance, can bless and minister people, God. And I thank you that I get to be a part of sacrificing for that. I thank you that we are all invited to be a part of that. And God, we know you will provide everything we need for the vision you have given us. I thank you for our worship team. I thank you for David. I thank you for Kate and Trinity who led us in worship tonight. I thank you for our musicians, our songwriters, our choir, our singers who lead us with skill and beauty and excellence every Sunday. And God, I pray you would bless what you're doing in our church. And that this moment, tonight, would be the time where we start this journey to creating something beautiful that you will use as a tool to bless people all around the world. We love you and we thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
Listening to this week's message, I pray that you know the presence of the Spirit, the love of the Father, and the goodness of Jesus wherever you find yourself. God bless.